Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Parts of the quays in Dublin city centre will close to cars from August this year. Bus gates at Bachelor's Walk and Aston Quay will be the first measure of the council's new transport plan to be introduced. And this will mean only public transport, taxis, pedestrians and cyclists will be allowed to use the route. A ban on cars turning left from Westland Row onto Pier Street will also kick in August. And this is all in a bid to cut the number of motorists driving through the city centre. What do you think about these new measures? Peter is on the line. Peter's in Dublin. Good afternoon, Peter.
How you doing?
Well, I'll be honest. I'm a bit frustrated myself because I live close to Dublin city centre and I drive into the city centre frequently enough. But I can tell you about that later. Tell me about you. How are you going to be affected by all of this?
Well, I'm a musician and I do gigs every weekend, every Thursday and Friday. And the Thursday ones in particular are very late, finish at 1:30. Now, it's not safe to continue public transport when I've got equipment with me. So, and I have to access Temple Bar via turning onto Pier Street. Because they've you can't go to a College Green anymore.
You can't. So what you're saying is, so you won't be able to get your gear to the gigs and get out of there safely, unless you use a taxi, which I'd imagine is quite expensive.
That's too expensive.
Okay.
Too expensive. So and it's not convenient. It's not convenient and not practical. And it's not. And I mean, I park in Fleet Street car park there, which is safe enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they're really thinking this through. I mean, there's people, you know, people who in wheelchairs who have special design adapt cars. They can't use the Lewis or the buses or things like that. I don't think they're thinking this through at all.
Okay. So you think this is still going to cause more problems for the workers in the city centre?
Yeah, I think it's going to cause a lot. I think it's going to cause a lot of problems that they're just not looking at. I think they're just, it's like they're just making excuses for cyclists and things like that. Okay, fair enough, cyclists have a right to the road as well. But
absolutely.
I mean, it's like bullying drivers who need access to the city.
Mm-hmm.
I'm particularly annoyed if this is 24 hours. I mean, if there's a cutoff point and if cars can enter the city, let's say after 11 p.m., then maybe it's not so bad in certain circumstances. But if it's 24 hours, that's going to create some major problems for a lot of people.
Okay, we don't know that yet, if it is going to be 24 hours. And we're checking that out, if it is going to be 24 hours. But you'd imagine even 11 o'clock is quite late. Maybe after 8:30 or 8 o'clock, the main congestion has gone. That's rush hour is over. So you'd imagine we should be allowed to use the keys after that hour. Because I'm thinking of how will people get to 3 Arena, to all the gigs down there. The Rotunda Hospital is not far off the quays. Hollis Street Hospital is not far off the quays.
Yeah, I mean, people, the Green Party say, well, the Lewis goes straight down to the 3 Arena, but the Lewis is packed when there's a concert in the 3 Arena, and it's not always convenient, again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes it's people, if they're bringing in families or things like that, or people who have wheelchairs, because there's wheelchair access in the 3 Arena, they need to bring cars.
Yeah, they do. And that's why I mentioned today, I have to have my car in the city centre. So, like, I could get a Dart, I can get a bus, and they are both convenient to where I live. But I have to drive to Kildare immediately after work today, so I needed to take my car. It did take me an hour and 10 minutes to get in. But some of the reasons around that are because so many other routes have been closed to me that I am now forced onto the quays, which obviously won't be available to me in August. But I'm driving into Dublin 22 years and so many of the routes have gone from me. I'm not allowed to use them anymore, that now I'm forced onto the quays, which is causing pinch points for buses. And I think if they opened up some other streets, you wouldn't have the problem on the quays that we seem to have now.
Exactly. I mean, like I said, I think they're really not thinking this through.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks, Peter. I mean, what you're going to have to do is probably add to your fee, which is the cost of a taxi to get you there with your gear and get you home. So I don't know how that will affect your work then.
Well, one of the band members I play with has to drive in from Clontarf and he has a family to support. So, I mean, I don't know how that's going to affect him or any of us.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Well, hopefully, fingers crossed, it's not going to be 24 hours because people like yourself then will be able to continue doing the work you're doing. Declan is also on the line. Declan in Cork, what are your thoughts on this?
Hi, Mairead.
How are you doing?
Well, I suppose I should clarify that I'm in Cork and I'm talking about something in Dublin, but I'm a senior lecturer in economics in UCC and my area of research is in regional and urban economics. So
you know what you're talking about.
I look a lot at these developments in different cities, including Dublin and my own city here in Cork and my home place in Limerick. And yeah, I think it's a great idea. I think this is what cities are moving towards more and more, moving away from a car dependency. And Ireland has a particularly strong car dependency. The idea that, just even the idea when you talk to people, they go, well, you know, I can't drive into the middle of the city. In what other place in the world would somebody expect to be able to drive into the middle of the capital city or to drive into the middle of a large city? We've almost become accustomed to saying that cities are our cities are transit routes, right? That the quickest way from point A to B is through the middle of the city. So mm-hmm. We should be allowed to do that. Sorry, no. A city is not a motorway. A city is not a road. A city is a place for people. It's a place for people to do business, to hang out, to socialize, to do things, right? To be. Right, it's not a place for cars. Right? It's not a place that should be designed, cities never were designed to be places for cars to be accommodated. So I think you know we need to shift our thinking on cities. Right? I think we need to shift our thinking on what cities are for. I mean, this is a relatively small change. Actually, you're not talking about removing access to the city centre.
Well, you're removing access for cars.
No, you're not removing access. What you're doing is you're removing the transit part. So you can still get into the city. You can still do what you want in the city. But you just can't drive along the quays up through O'Connell Street, up through the bridge and onto the other quays. So you'd have to find another way.
Mm.
And that's what a lot of the... You know, you mentioned shutting down other routes and things like that. That's partly what, although I'm sure the councillors wouldn't say it out loud, but it's partly what a lot of urban designers and urbanists are arguing for, is that you have a priority in designing your city or designing mobility around your city. And number one is pedestrians. So those who walk and roll, they're number one. And number two are cyclists. Number three is public transport, and number four, way down, are cars. And you make it, really what you're doing is you're making it harder to use the car.
Mm, but Declan, I know and lots of changes have been made over the last few, you know, last number of years in around Dublin City. There's a cycle lane that I would pass frequently, maybe once a week, and it has the number. So it's in Stillorgan. And it has the number of the amount of cyclists that have used it. And it is so low compared to the car use. So why is it that whether it's Dubs or just generally Irish people are resisting the move? Why is it?
Well, I can tell you because I am a cyclist. And it's because there are no joined up cycle lane infrastructure in our cities.
Yeah.
So you look at one piece along there, Stillorgan, or maybe look at Strand Road in
Sandy Mount, yeah.
And so you cycle along there, great. You get to a junction, guess what? Your cycle lane disappears.
Yeah,
and you're now negotiating with heavy trucks and buses. You know, it's interesting because I was listening to Pat Kenny's show this morning. And he was talking to Brian Caulfield in Trinity, like a route planner, say, how do I get here and how do I get there?
Mm.
But very few people ever ask, well, how is it possible for, you know, a Leaving Cert student to cycle from their home to their school without taking their life in their hands, right? How do I drive from Black Rock into the forecourts, right? That's not the question we should be asking. What we should be asking is, how do we create an environment where people can get around actively and on public transport relatively easily?
And that is a fair point. But the But other times in using that, we forget about other people. And I did hear Pat Kenny talking about tradesmen who have very expensive equipment. I would know lots and lots of cameramen who have lights and batteries and stands, and they have to drive to every single job they do. And sometimes that work is in the centre of Dublin. And they're, how will they do that? Will they have to park up their car? Then they have to get into a taxi to...
No, but again, Mairead, it's not about... Like, there's no one saying you can't go into the city, into the centre of the city. You just can't use that transit route. So you don't use the keys to go across the city, but you can still get to any other point in the city. It might be more inconvenient. In fact, it definitely will be more inconvenient. And my argument would be, it should be more inconvenient.
So you think this will definitely lead to more congestion on the other routes?
Yeah, so it will make it more inconvenient. You will be sitting in more traffic if you take your car. It will be harder. You'll have to plan your route a lot better. Now, you can still get access, but you're not going to be able to have the convenience of going down the quays. And I think I don't think that's a problem. If we look at other cities around the world, I don't think the likes of, say, Amsterdam. If you go to a pub in Amsterdam, bar in Amsterdam in the evening, there's plenty of bands there. There's plenty of bands in other cities which have heavy, high uses of cycling and have restrictions on traffic. Mm. They still have full shops. They still manage deliveries. They still have plumbers. They still have people with their gear. They still have cameramen able to get into the cities.
Well,
it's just that they have to think about it. And they design their city not for those people, not to say, well, a plumber can't get from Blackrock to Forecourt, so let's, allow all cars to go along the quays. Instead, they say, well, this person's got to get and do their job. We'll create a situation where they can do their job. But the priority here are people who are walking and rolling and people who are cycling.
Mm, lots of other cities that you've mentioned there also have a fantastic underground, which we don't, Declan. Yeah. Paula is also on the line. How are you doing, Paula?
How you doing, Mairead?
Good. You're in Dublin, Paula. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think I might be coming from a different point of view of the lads there, because I actually don't drive anymore, and I made that choice not to drive.
Okay. How long ago did you stop driving?
About 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so for that reason, I need to get myself around the city as best as I possibly can. Now, what I have found since the pandemic is that public transport is absolutely jam-packed. It is really, really difficult to get onto it. And when you are on it, particularly on the Lewis, people are squashed up against each other. People are trying to get in with buggies, with suitcases, if they're going to Houston or if they're going to Connolly. And people are left behind quite often. And this is not just at what they call peak hours. This would be from the morning until around maybe 11 o'clock in the morning, and then from maybe around 2:30 onwards in the evening. So there's a very small window where the public transport is actually comfortable. But the point that I really wanted to make was that why are we making these changes before we have actually put our public transport in place? All that the Dublin City Council and the professor said this morning is basically just use public transport.
Mm.
It's not an answer if the public transport isn't there. Sufficient. Yeah. I'm a 63-year-old woman and I'm having trouble with my feet, and quite often I have to stand all the way home. I live in Skerries and I have to stand all the way home.
That's a long journey.
It sure is, and I am absolutely in favour of a car-free city, but only if we have the alternatives.
So we don't, and you're saying we don't have enough buses to run with this right now?
We don't. And the Lewis is a godsend for sure, but there still isn't enough. There just still isn't enough transport for people. I think maybe they're a little bit short, but that's probably to do with the platforms, that you can't pull up at platforms if they have any extra carriages or whatever. But as was said, there's no underground here.
Yeah.
And really, what I'm hearing from Dublin City Council and otherwise is, but there will be. But as long as I've ever known, there will be, and it's still not here.
I know. I remember being a child and it being talked about. So, and it's not today or yesterday that I was a child, Paula. Thanks for that. Dee is also on the line in Kerry. Dee, do you see this as a positive step for Dublin City?
Yeah, I do. I mean, hiya, Mairead. Granted, I'm in Kerry, but I'm in Dublin periodically, and I always use public transport. But I mean, I think your second last speaker there was like, cities are, you know, cars should not be the number one priority in cities. We can't anymore. And I'd be coming again from a different perspective, maybe from when we were facing climate catastrophe, which nobody has mentioned really. I mean, I know that's the backstory, but the big picture is, we are in climate catastrophe, we're in biodiversity collapse, and we have to do everything we need to do. And we can't wait for underground, we can't wait for it. We have to act now. So I think, absolutely, it's a small step. My God, you know, in the scheme of things, it's tiny. And I think sometimes in Ireland we talk ourselves to death and everything is a huge thing. But I mean, this, in the scheme of things, is not. And we need to be doing way, way more. And public transport absolutely needs to improve.
It does need to improve.
With all that.
I think
it does.
Probably both have to go hand in hand. I think making this change without a big improvement in our public transport could spell a disaster for September. It won't in August, because the roads in Dublin city centre just are not busy in August at all. There's a couple of messages in here. What about post deliveries? Are they going to have to get the bus too? I'm sure they'll be sorted. They'll be okay. In what other city is there no metro or alternative public transport? Ireland late again. Most women, and perhaps men over a certain age, respectfully, do not want to cycle. I guess that guy was a cyclist, and I was right, he was. What about the new children's hospital? Well, there's definitely going to be no parking, or very little parking around there. I know the area quite well. There's no parking around there, so I don't know what's going to happen there. All the new traffic plans are going to force motorised vehicles off the road and out of the city. As it is, we've stopped going to Dublin from Arklow. Now, as a family, we go to Dundrum. And that's from Martin in Arklow. And I think that's a fear that many businesses in Dublin city centre have. I suppose we will just have to wait and see what happens in August. So thanks to all the callers there.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.